softball sweethearts and former footballer. We are talking season 1, episode 2 of E's Revenge Body, so don't go too far.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! Raindrops,
drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot. What is up, guys? Welcome to the Revenge Body After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are rocking out with our very special guest, Dexter Holman. How are you tonight?
What's up? So glad to be here.
Thank you for joining us, man. We just saw this episode. This was a very intense, emotional transformation, and it was so cool to kind of like watch it while you were watching it for the first time.
Definitely, yeah. It was. Emotional roller coaster, to say the least. I know you saw a lot of tears, and man, it was just crazy to see how far I've came. Since that first day of starting the show.
I bet it was very, very emotional. For everyone who doesn't know, where can they find you on social media?
Dexter Holman @DexterHolman on Instagram, Twitter. It's going to be all my social media accounts is going to be @DexterHolman. So yeah, definitely give me a follow.
Yes, for sure. And I'm joined by my Revenge Body panelists.
Yay!
Introduce yourselves, lovely ladies.
You go first.
Well, I'm Rachel Robillard, and you can find me on all social media @Rach_Robillard.
Hey guys, I'm Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram @Michelle_MadisonTV.
You can't. And Dakota, what about you?
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube @MrDakotaTJones. And of course, you can follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms @AfterBuzzTV. So this was an awesome episode titled Softball Sweethearts and Former Footballer. Kind of wraps everything up in the title.
It does.
We're going to briefly touch on Nicole and Samantha's story, and then we're going to get into your story. And man, it was just like... so awesome. It was like one of those things where it's all this that was 12 weeks, right?
12
crammed
weeks.
Into this 1 hour show.
Man.
Like, I can't even imagine all the filming that you guys went through, and then all of a sudden just to see it all wrapped up in like a little nice package. Like,
it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And, you know, it happened a while ago, like about 6 months ago now. So it's definitely been something that it wasn't so fresh on the brain.
Yeah.
And so that was really, really cool to see, and just to see like how everything came together and all the loose ends that were tied up. So it's nice.
And that's you've awesome. Had to be completely quiet, right? Mm-hmm. You couldn't really tell anyone, that many friends, about what you're
at
up
all
to.
Because I couldn't tell my friends because they would have told my dad.
Exactly.
So it was like it was really big, so I had to really keep it a secret from everybody. And it was just like I wanted to tell the whole world.
Yeah. Right. So did you kind of have to go MIA with some of your friends and family for a while?
MIA, definitely on Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, especially on social media.
We didn't post or anything like that.
Wow.
So we can make sure that, you know, the show got the recognition that it did.
Yeah.
And it has. It truly has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, your transformation was like body goals for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, maybe I should put that donut down. But I mean, 6 months later, apparently you have kept up with this regimen. So it wasn't just a temporary fix thing.
Definitely. And that was one of the biggest things that we wanted to do with Revenge Body. It was more of about... how are you going to last after the show's over?
Right.
A lot of those shows, like Biggest Loser and a lot of those shows, they confine people in environments that are not natural to their everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest things about Revenge Body was making sure that we were able to implement it in our everyday lives. So
that's
the biggest thing, because you got to change your habits, and your habits are daily. So... yeah, you gotta do that where you are most comfortable and most natural.
Exactly.
So.
I like that, because I mean, I do love shows like The Biggest Loser, but they kind of confine them in this house or ranch or wherever
on real situations.
Yeah, and it's like when they go home, they're gonna be used to going back right to their old way. So it's cool that you guys got to stick where, you know, your environments were, and then they kind of came to you, and you got to kind of do it organically rather than having to be forced into a house with a bunch of strangers.
Exactly.
And working out at the same time with people that have totally different stories. And that are on different levels of fitness than you.
Yeah, I got to go home and get some back rubs.
Yeah.
Right?
So that was nice.
Yes, definitely.
Well, before you got those back rubs, that first day.
Yeah, that first day was tough.
That was a lot of throw up.
A lot of throw up. Yeah, I probably threw up about 10 times that day. And it was tough. I didn't think I was going to be able to just keep on doing this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
when we originally started, yeah, I just thought, oh yeah, I'm on this show. I'm just gonna lose the weight.
Yeah,
weight's just gonna fall off of me.
Yeah.
But man, I was when I met Corey for the first time, and I saw that he was no BS.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we saw the veins popping out when he was talking. Oh, right. Like, oh my gosh.
Like, we were all thinking. It was probably about a few weeks that I was like nervous when I started talking to him because he's just like so intense. You know what I'm saying?
And are y'all still friends now?
Oh man,
what's your relationship
that's like?
Like
my big bro, man.
Okay,
like, that's real. Yeah, I love him, man, because he really did change my life, and he recognized that how much of an influence that he's had on my life. So I continue to work out with him, and like you saw on the end of the show, and it's really nice.
That's really awesome. And I like how on Revenge Body they kind of make it to where there's two people usually in the episode, or this episode there was three.
Right.
Did you ever get to meet Nicole and Samantha at all, or did you guys pretty much had your own?
Yeah, I have not actually met them face to face, but we do keep in contact on the phone. So
on social.
Well, not on social. We message a lot, so we have pretty much a group chat for our whole Revenge Body.
That's sweet. Really cool. I like that.
It's like we're our family now. You know what I'm saying? So everybody is a family. And we all just keep everybody in the loop of everything that's going on and everything like that. So
That is super, super awesome. Well, with their story, they're a couple for 2.5 years.
Right.
They have had some problems just because they're not romantically attracted to each other, you know, in the very beginning. And they hadn't been intimate in a long time. They
had months.
This... Yeah, they had a struggle.
I was like, what's the point of having a living girlfriend? Oh my God. I'm just saying.
I feel you, girl.
Those are supposed to be the perks.
Right?
Living in sin. Oh, you know, I'm going to go to hell and at least enjoy it.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. I'm playing guys.
Makes sense.
But they definitely had their own problems, and I know that Samantha at least felt that Nicole maybe was not taking it seriously in the first run of it. I mean, we see them go on the hike, and she feels like, you know, Nicole's not taking it seriously, and she kind of gets mad and walks away. I felt like they kind of gave up, you know, she kind of gave up on her a little too fast.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, things worked out, but I mean, maybe it was better for them to kind of do it separately. I mean, it's one of those things where if you know someone so well, sometimes you just are not compatible as workout partners, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I feel like whether or not some people think they should have stuck together or not, I feel like they probably did the right thing just so they could individually go on their journeys, and then they found out that they were.
And talking to them, yeah, definitely. They felt like that was really one thing that helped them bring them together.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And it was one of the things that, like, they felt like they needed that break from each other at that point because it was a lot of hectic situations going on where they were arguing and stuff like that. And so it was a really good situation where they can separate for a little bit and then get their heads clear, recognize what they want to do out of their own lives. And
I don't think she gave up too soon.
Well,
not on them. I think that she just recognized it. Just like we were saying, you know, they've lived together for 2 years. They kind of know each other. I mean, they know each other pretty well. And I think it was just like, okay, look, I know this is not going to work out, and I'm going to just be the person to speak up. Maybe because I'm harsh.
You know,
I think that it was a good decision very early on to see that and just do it.
And maybe she was like, you know, I could give it some more tries, but if I'm really going to take this seriously, I need to do this. If she knew beforehand, I guess there was no point in waiting around to kind of to make that transition. So I do respect her for that, if that's what she thought, and obviously it worked out for them. Yeah, and then it was crazy because Sam finally got to get back into doing softball, which was always nice to see someone get to be flung back into their passion. And I love how they did that right from the get-go. It was just seeing the joy in her eyes when she's doing this. It was so cool. And I just thought it was crazy how they hadn't seen each other in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a very
long time. A long time. And I do agree. I think them realizing that they weren't meant to work out together and do this together, because who said it? It was Harley. Harley said, the accountants, or be accountable to each other, which is more importantly accountable to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told them at the very beginning. Like, rely on each other. Look for each other for working out, for nutrition. Depend on each other. But since they weren't able to do that, I think they took the route to just do it themselves, which I, as we all just agreed, that was okay to do.
Mm-hmm.
But to go 6 weeks without seeing your roommate, your soulmate, your best friend, your significant other, and it just goes to show that they truly did it for themselves in order to be reunited, because that was the whole mentality for Samantha, for Sam, was to, if you know, they weren't together for so long and it was to keep my girlfriend. That was Nicole. Vice versa.
They had different goals of why they were going to do it, but it worked out in the end.
Yeah.
So
they lost a lot of weight.
They did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Samantha lost, I think, 35 pounds. Nicole had lost 50 at the end of the episode.
Wow. She lost the most.
Yeah, and it was crazy to see them at the Dodgers Stadium and how they that's where they got to have their little moment.
It was so sweet.
That was sweet, though.
I was not expecting that. I was not expecting that, and it really made me choke
up. I just want to say Neil Lang.
With the ring.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, so she proposed. So that was neat. We, you know, they had had problems with the relationship, so I was like, oh, wow, so they had these problems, they hadn't seen each other in 6 weeks, and then the proposal, and I was like, that's a lot to take in, but...
I was not expecting
it. No, I wasn't either.
Well, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
That's true.
So for some people it works, some people it doesn't.
Exactly.
In their case, I hope they have a revenge body wedding.
Wedding reunion.
Yeah. Or like revenge body, where are they now? Like that would be awesome.
Where are they now? Yeah.
Pay for their wedding on TV. I'm trying to help y'all out.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And then at the very end it kinda said that they had, I think Nicole had lost another 5 pounds, and I'm not sure how much Sam had lost. But overall that was an amazing story to watch unfold, and it was just so nice to see them, you know, together at the end, coming back in, growing stronger, their relationship. So that was a very, very neat story, very awesome transformations. Mm-hmm. I just love it when they have you guys spin around and they show like the old and then boom. Right. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which leads us into your story, man. Oh, it was one of those things where it's just, you can't help but get emotional just watching it. And it's like, I mean, I know you definitely got emotional because it's your story, but just us, like sitting in the trailer, we're watching it. We're like all not making eye contact because we're all like about to choke up.
Right. Oh, and just, it was your first time seeing it. Like we're all seeing it. Literally, we're all watching it together.
All watch it together.
So yeah, it was, man, even now, it almost just brings tears to my eyes because it's just like, I never thought that I could be here. Mm-hmm. You know, I never thought that I could look in the mirror and just see the person that I do today. Mm-hmm. And to see that person is just like, man, I just feel so good, you know what I mean? And it's just like my self-esteem level has gone through the roof. My relationship with my girlfriend, it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Debbie! Thanks for sharing him with us.
Yes, thank you for joining us too on your birthday.
Yes, she's actually here in studio. Yeah. Exciting.
But yeah, and my relationship with my girlfriend even got better, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a happier version of myself, so... Mm-hmm. It's just, man, through the roof.
Yeah, and do we have those pictures? Let's actually see a before picture.
Yeah, we're gonna get those up.
We're gonna get a before picture and then an after picture. And I mean, as you got made fun of growing up, Titty Dexter.
Titty,
So what are you now? What is your name now that you are no longer Titty Dexter? That is way in your past.
I guess I just lost the titty.
Okay, now you are just
Dexter Holman. Yeah. So we have the before pictures here.
Yes. And that's an after.
Gosh. Wow. And he's even lost weight since this one.
Yeah. How much weight have you lost since the show?
Yeah, since the show, it's been about 10 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, about 10 pounds.
How's those meal prep? How's that been helping?
It's interesting. I actually do not do too much meal prep because I don't feel like it's going to be... It's not really lasting for me.
You?
Yeah, it's just for me personally. Like, if you're trying to do short-term goals, it's really, really good. But, like, if I'm trying to think about, like, what am I going to do for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be weighing food for the rest of my life. So I try and just eat how I'm going to eat, but try and cut out the processed foods. That's that's the biggest thing. Processed foods, processed sugars... minimize those and then just eating pretty much healthy raw foods and raw organic vegetables and a lot of good meats and stuff like that.
Yeah. So changing your lifestyle.
Yeah. Right. Change
so
my,
you still have a donut here and there? I'm just saying. I just feel good about myself when I have it. I think, well, Dexter has one. Right. I should have one too.
Yeah. So what did you...
Have cheat days.
That is true though. Yeah.
I live for cheat days.
Right. Cheat weeks, right?
That was this week.
Almost every day.
Right.
Don't judge me.
Yeah. But yeah. Definitely. As long as you're just focused on, you know, making those healthy habits, you'll have those days where you're going to, you know, eat a cheeseburger, eat whatever, eat the donuts and all that kind of stuff. I love them, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody loves them.
Yeah.
Especially when that red light's on.
Yeah. So you just got, right? Yep. That red light is so serious.
Oh, man.
Between 5 and 7, 11.
When you drive by and you see it, you're like, there it is.
Right.
There's that red light at Krispy Kreme.
Don't hang around us. Don't hang around us.
And so in that aspect, what do you typically eat on a day-to-day basis? Like today, what do you wake up and eat? And then do you have 5 meals? Like, or are you more like the 3 meals? Like, how does it work for you?
So pretty much what I do, I do work out every day. So like before I work out, I like to get in probably about...
No smoothies when you wake up?
Just your
protein shake right before you work out. You don't do that anymore.
No more of that.
Okay. No more of that. Okay.
No more of that. So yeah, before I work out now, I usually get use about 2 eggs like a fry about 2 eggs or either scramble the 2 eggs. And I eat that, and then right after the gym, that's when I drink like a juice or a smoothie, something like that, just so I can replenish those nutrients and stuff like that. But then right after, I'll probably cook something in the afternoon, a few hours later, and usually like what I like to cook is like I like rabbit, I like chicken.
Rabbit?
Yeah, rabbit.
Rabbit. Like, I don't think I've ever heard anyone my whole life saying like rabbit. That's like one of your favorite foods.
Yeah, it's really good white meat.
Is it like chewy-er?
No.
It's like chicken.
It's similar to chicken.
Wow. Like duck? Is it like duck?
Nah, it's own texture. Yeah, it's definitely its own
texture.
That's
a nice way of putting it.
I'm from Texas, and I thought that was so cool.
I made that for Christmas this past year. So yeah.
I have not heard anyone say that they make rabbit
for
the holidays.
I'm interested. I'd love to try it.
Definitely. Okay. And it's just like, it's one of those things where I love to cook now. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the biggest things that I feel like has changed. I cook pretty much almost 80% of my meals.
Okay. Wow.
So yeah,
you went from not cooking.
Yeah,
to
I went from 80%
drive through.
Yeah, I used to be a foodie. Stores. Like that was one of the things that I just used to hold in high esteem. Like I love food. You know what I mean? And so I would like go to food conventions and food. Yeah, like really getting it in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got the name Teddy Dexter for a reason.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm not that much of a foodie. I don't go to conventions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe I
didn't know that they had those. That's
Like food and wine conventions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, got it. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so whenever Corey was in the kitchen with you, so obviously when you'd first worked out, I thought a protein shake before workout is probably what you're supposed to do.
Me too.
That's what I originally
thought. To be honest with you, I would have threw up regardless.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Make it clear.
Whatever I ate that morning was coming up that day. It really took me 3 weeks. Like, it was every single day, 3 weeks that I was throwing up induced by the working out.
Yeah.
Wow. And so, and that's one thing that people, like, a lot of times do. They quit within that third week. Mm-hmm. But really what it is your body takes about 4 weeks to get used to working out. So once your body gets used to it, then it's like, it's game on. It's like, you can do as much as you want to do. Because, like, you know, you got to start out kind of slow when you're starting out. But, yeah, once you hit that 3-week, 4-week mark, man, you can just...
Your start out did not seem slow to me. I don't know. Is it just
no,
me?
I mean, you had, like, a rough day, but, I mean, that was, like, the first day. And then after the call with Chloe, which was really awesome, that Chloe called to motivate
you. Yeah, that was great.
I feel like after that first day, you kind of knew what you were in for, and then you just faced it head on. I didn't feel like you were ever going to give up. I just thought... He had to take a day because he realized the intensity of it.
Definitely.
He got geared up, you know, laced his boots up, and went back out there.
Definitely.
What was that call like? Did the producer say, "Hey, someone's on the phone," or like, how did that work?
So yeah, at first, you know, I mean, I didn't know that she was calling me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it was just like, it was a really, really big surprise, you know, because, you know, she got a call from private numbers.
Yeah. So, telemarketer? What's going on?
So, you know what I mean? So she calls me and I answer and it's just like, what? This is Chloe. Like, she really is taking the time out of her day. And I remember at the time she was on vacation.
Oh, so, she called on her vacation?
Yeah, so it was just like...
All right, Chloe.
Like, yeah, it's so amazing to see how personable that she was. And just, man, that just to be, you know, given that respect from her is just, man, phenomenal. Yeah.
How has your perspective of her changed?
Very big. Very, very big. You know what I'm saying? I come from a comedian background. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? I've had jokes where, you know, I've talked about Kardashian stuff.
Like what?
I've had, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about Kardashian stuff.
What you said?
I just talked about some stuff.
All right, I'll leave it alone.
But yeah, and to actually experience her on that level, though, to just, you know, one-on-one, man, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like, you know, when you look at somebody like Khloe Kardashian, when I used to look at Khloe Kardashian, I would just be like, you know, she's not even human almost. You know what I'm saying? Like,
celebrity-like. Yeah, celebrity. You're looking at her as a celebrity.
It's like, whoa, like, what? And you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I used to really feel like, oh, man, celebrities are just these super people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and to actually start being around some people and just to know that, man, they're just
regular
people.
That's what we love about Chloe, because she's so open and vulnerable.
Yeah. Definitely. And real. That vulnerability, that was the biggest thing, just to see like how we shared a similar story of just, you know, being made fun of. And I know hers was on a much bigger scale. And so like, just to have like just to, you know, be able to compare our lives together and just to say, like, man, we went through some stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a wonderful feeling. That's and awesome. That was one of the biggest things, too. Like, I feel like Chloe saw some of herself in each one of the contestants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that was the biggest reason why the show worked out so well, because she really did, like, want us to do well. Like, she really wanted us to do well. And it's just, like, it showed. Like, mm-hmm. it really, really showed, like, she cared about us. Yeah. And so I appreciate her, for real, for real. Yeah. She changed my life, definitely.
And speaking of comparisons, you and I have something very comparable. Your dad was the one who essentially fat-shamed you, body-shamed you.
Definitely.
I had that growing up as well. And I was talking about that last week, how my grandmother, specifically as a young adult, when, like, in elementary school, would mm-hmm. do the exact same thing to me. And I could just totally relate to you on such an incredible level, because it sucks. It totally sucks.
Yeah, your fashion is coming from
a family member doing that to you. So, like, how did you overcome it? Like, for your own father to be doing that to you?
It was really big for me to get away. And, you know, we were from Warner Robins, Georgia. And so to get away, to come out to Los Angeles, it was actually one of my goals when I was a kid. But to get away, it was necessary for me to just get from under his wing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, as you saw on the show, like, he's really, really successful. Like, he has, like, 75 rental houses, and he owns his own mental health company that I work for as well. And it's just like, man, to be around him, you're just like, whoa, he's just doing his thing. And it's like, I had to get away from that because I just needed to carve my own path.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that was the biggest thing. I just had to carve my own path and get away from all that, like, all that
the
funk.
Competitiveness.
Yeah. He's just, oh my goodness.
It seems like almost like he's like your big brother. That's
yeah.
Yeah. So definitely. It's like,
I know that there was tension there between you guys just from, like, things that he was saying, but I feel like you guys were still, like, you didn't have, like, a bad relationship, right?
Oh, yeah, no. Definitely not a bad relationship.
It was just, like, moments.
It was just, when it came to athleticism, it was very bad for me, because just, like, to think about your 50-year-old dad.
Yeah. I said, Dad, you're slaying Dad.
And he's just, like, man, super athletic. Every time we go to the gym, he's the first person to get picked.
Yeah.
And it's just like, brother, it's like, man, come on, man. You gonna pick my dad before you pick me?
Yeah.
And it's just like, golly. But yeah, that's how it is.
Do you feel like you're in better shape now than you were playing football back in the day?
I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life.
Your entire life?
Yeah. I really, when I was playing football, I talked about this to my dad just a little while ago, but, like, I didn't take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take it as serious as I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a lot of the excuses and a lot of just, man, I'm a whole different person now. And I think that I needed that time to age and to get more mature just to realize, like, man, these days are not promised to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to take advantage of each and every single day. So
That's
one of the things that I'm doing now.
That's awesome.
I love that.
That's super awesome. And we actually are going to have your father call in. So if you want to go ahead and text him, you can tell him to go ahead and call the number.
Yes,
but
guys, this is live TV.
Yeah, we are super duper excited to have him join us and just hear his perspective on it. It seems like you guys have definitely gotten closer just from this.
Totally.
It was so crazy to see. So he had fly out. He didn't know what he was flying out for.
He didn't. He didn't know what he was flying out for. It was a big surprise. I actually told him. I told him it was a comedy show.
Okay.
Because I do stand up.
He was coming to support you.
Yeah. I was doing a stand up comedy, so I told him that I was doing a comedy show, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I want to see it."
All right. I think he's online.
He is on the line.
Hey.
Can you hear us?
What's up, Pop?
What's going on, man?
Hi, Robert. How are you? Thank you so much for tuning in and calling us.
Oh, no problem at all.
So what do you think of your son?
Hey, he's great. He was actually looking great on the show. The show was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I really did like the way they put everything together and how Dexter really worked hard to do what he had to do.
That's awesome. We were just talking with him before, and he said that he had told you that you were coming out to see, like, a comedy show, so you didn't know what you had in store for yourself.
Yeah, and then when I got ready to go over there, he started talking about, well, we're going to shoot around a little basketball today. And so I dressed to go play basketball.
Yes,
you were ready to go.
and he was lucky that I did, that we didn't go play basketball, because then the whole show would have turned out a whole lot different.
So I guess he answered my next question, which is, who do we think is going to get chosen at the gym first? So I guess Dad just answered that question.
Nah, I think I get chosen
first.
Now.
Oh.
Well, I think he'll get chosen first because he's looking so good.
Oh, look at that. That's good.
You know, but I'm going to always put up the big numbers. Have like 24 points.
All right.
I can see the two of you guys go at it. We even need to get a video of that. Can you post it on Instagram or something sometime soon so we can see that?
Definitely.
I loved seeing your interview afterwards with just your support and how surprised you were and how excited you were for him. And it was one of those things we were all watching. And it almost moved all of us to tears. We were just so happy to see your support for him and just seemed like you guys have gotten even closer since then.
Oh, no doubt. I love that young man. You know that. And just to see him go through all of that hard work and to see, because I saw him before. And then I go all the way out to California from Georgia, and then I see him on that day, and I'm like, what in the world just happened? And I knew that it had to have been really something that was miraculous. He had to really work hard, and he had to just concentrate on what he was doing, and I was really, really proud. So it moved me emotionally, and I'm a little, you know, I was a little ashamed of it when we started talking later on.
Oh, I love that you guys kind of hugged it out and cried.
Oh, tearing up. Yes. Oh, my gosh, this is amazing.
I love you guys' relationship. It's like super cute.
Yes. It's funny.
In a good way. Like, you guys are, like, I love that. That's very manly when men could cry and say, you know what, I love you, and you just keep strong. I just love that. That's what we need more of.
I mean, it's crazy, though, because it's really like, I've just always wanted to make him proud, though. Like, it wasn't like...
Dad, did he make you proud?
It's nothing fake about that moment. Oh, you know what
definitely.
I'm saying? It's all like
he
real.
He certainly made
like,
me proud.
I just, man, I always just wanted to make him proud, man.
Wow.
And just to do it and to see him, you know, finally just, man, getting off my back a little bit. It's a nice
feeling. Well, see, he's saying that, but I've always been very proud of him. Mm-hmm. It's just that I believe in that, you know, the closest people to you are the people that can talk to you and say things that other people in the world won't say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So once I saw that he wasn't going to go to the NFL, the very first thing I started talking about is, son, you know you're going to have to get that weight off you. You're not in the NFL. You're not playing football. So now you got to be in real life. And at 50 years old, you know, I'm weighing a whole lot more than what I weighed when I was your age. Because you gain weight constantly a little bit as you grow, as you progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, hey, Dex, you got to do this. You got to take this off for you, and you got to do it. And nobody else is going to say that. Mm-hmm. Nobody else cares enough to say that. Other people will just, like, look at you and just walk on by. But I'm saying, hey, let's get fit. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Health, wealth, success.
All right.
There you go. Yeah. Health, wealth, success.
Health, wealth, success.
Yes.
Love it.
Do you guys, I mean, are you living in L.A. now? Or are you?
Yeah, okay. Koreatown.
That's awesome.
Oh,
so,
we're like neighbors.
Yeah.
Demi, you could bring me a slice of cake?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just joking. No cake. I'm sorry. No. Don't say anything. Don't tell me.
So your dad's still living in Georgia?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay. So how often do you guys get to see each other?
He's actually in San Francisco right now.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, we were planning on trying to see each other.
Okay.
Right now.
That's awesome.
But yeah, we see each other probably about twice a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I've only been here for a year now.
So. Okay.
Okay. So what do you think your family's going to say when you go back to Georgia to visit?
I've already got so much, man, just so much good feedback. Mm-hmm. We have a big group. Me and my dad has a group with the whole family, and it's like a big fitness group. So like,
you guys are really into this.
Yeah.
You guys.
I'm talking about, it's probably about.
I'm scared to play dodgeball with
members.
Y'all.
It's like 15 family members in the whole group. And it's just like every day, it's constantly somebody just posting what they're doing fitness-wise and what they're eating, what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So it's really, really good. And I'm so glad to, like, that's my biggest thing, just to motivate other people to do their own thing. It's just, man, that's one of the biggest feelings of, best feelings of doing this thing right here.
Because
I've seen so much on Instagram and Twitter just about, like, oh, man, you just motivated me and inspired me. And, man, that brings tears to my eyes, too. Because it's like, man, I was 328 pounds. So, I couldn't imagine ever thinking about inspiring somebody to lose weight or anything, or inspiring somebody to be a better version of themselves. So it's just like, man.
Sounds like you got another career on your track.
Yes.
Motivational
Seriously.
Speaker,
yes.
Health chef, foodie, cook
right.
person.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying, you know, I like to.
And it's so good to have you in studio telling us about your whole story, your journey, because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you got surgery, you didn't go in there to the knife. You did this the organic way, working out, eating healthy, and having such a positive mindset. So, kudos, dude.
Yes.
Like, kudos.
Appreciate it.
I'm just,
amazing.
I'm still like, what do you have, like a 50 pack in 12 weeks? I'm thinking to myself, like, for 12 weeks, if I did that.
Right.
No, but that was like, I mean, yeah.
And that's the thing, though. Yeah. It really is, like, during those 12 weeks, I went hard. You know what I mean? And that's one of the things.
Five to six days a week. 3 hours?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't all 3 hours every day, but it was like, so it would be about 2 hours. It would definitely be 2 hours.
Yeah.
But you only have to do that for 12 weeks, though. Think about that. And that's, but you can keep that up for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it's just like, yeah. I wasted 10 years. 10 years just having bad habits and causing myself to just be like just sitting there, you know what I'm saying, and not changing anything. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to change and know that you can change by just changing your habits, and then time is just in your way.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. Oh, wow. That is super awesome. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
today.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you, Dad.
Appreciate
no
it.
No problem. I'm glad to do it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We hope you guys get to meet up here soon.
And let's see who wins that match.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we want to see a little. When I get back with him, though, he's about to pay because he'll see. We'll get out there and we'll play basketball instead of being on the football field.
Please, get some video.
Post a little video or something. We're looking forward to it. But thank you so much for joining us. Have a great night.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
That was super cool to have him join us. That's so cool.
Just seeing he's always like that.
Yeah. You guys are. I can imagine once you guys are like at like family get together. It's just being competitive. Oh, it's cute.
It's awesome.
And do you have any siblings? Like, or are you the only child?
No, I have two younger siblings.
Oh, so you're oldest.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Mm. Have you seen them since the transformation yet or no?
No, they're really. I've talked to them, you know, Skype type stuff, but not in person. They're still like, even when I talk to them on Skype and stuff, they're just like. I cannot believe
that. Wow. That's so awesome.
So, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that the last episode that we had, we saw a lot of them, had a bunch of people at a party. And, and I love that setting, too, because it's cool because everyone gets to see. But the cool thing is, I mean, I'm looking forward to your family, like the rest of your family seeing your transformation as well. But it was really neat just to see, like, a very personal one-on-one with you and your dad. I think that was almost even more emotional than seeing it in a bigger setting, just because it was more of an intimate moment.
Definitely. It was a real intimate moment.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because exactly, comparing last week's episode to this week's episode, very, very different. You know, last week, it was more
for party-oriented,
social reasons for your significant other, and it was just so different. Right. I liked it. And that's why, you know, what's going to happen for the third episode, because we really don't know what to expect.
Right. And I love how everything's not cookie cutter, because I loved last week. It was awesome. But then this week surprised me because it wasn't exactly what happened last week.
Yeah, your coaches were like, oh,
definitely.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Right? Did you watch last week's episode?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely.
So you saw a
whole lot of them.
They were like, he was Will and Stephanie, you know, fun, corny jokes. And yours was like, his neck was about to explode. Yep. He was talking to you. And we're actually going to have him on our show come February, guys. So.
Okay.
That'll be really awesome.
That'll be fun. Yeah. But I'm scared, kind of.
Yeah. But I like how they have different trainers for each episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Each person individual. Like, they really go based on you personally. Like, how... Corey, you know, the celebrity trainer, you're on the football field, and they tailor you specifically to what you're good at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like and that's what Chloe did, and that was her main focus, was to make sure that we were paired up with the right people. And so, yeah, she did a really, really good job of picking me with Corey. So.
That's awesome. Just seeing the first two episodes, it makes me think that this show is going to have a long-lasting impression on audiences. It's a show that is fun because it's like a transformation show, but it's not just about losing the weight. It's about fixing what you have going on in here.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, but just doing it with the fun. Like, we're going to have a stylist come in as well.
Yeah, that was
and, you know, kind of get the best of the best for in the celebrity world to kind of fix you guys up too at the end. So I think it's neat because it caters to everyone who loves those transformation shows, but then also gives it kind of like a Hollywood edge.
Definitely.
Totally. Yeah.
Well, I have to just say, side note, Chloe, you were slaying tonight.
Yes.
I love the whole Sharon Stone Basic Instinct look.
Yes.
Right?
I just want to say that. She was slaying it.
She definitely was. She always does. Mm-hmm. I love her so much. Also, you have something coming up tomorrow, right, at E. You're going to go in for a live chat, right?
Live chat at Facebook Live. Or Yeah, Facebook Live.
Oh, okay, Facebook Live, yeah.
And then also you have another thing with Chloe coming up for her app, right?
Yeah, her app. I'm going to be on her app.
That is so awesome.
That is really cool.
It is nice, yeah.
For someone who subscribes to her app, I'm excited to see
Yes,
that.
He is.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The Kardashians.
I am. I do the Kardashians after show here.
Okay.
So
nice,
whenever I found out she was going to be doing this and I found out the premises of what was going to go on, I was so down to just cover it because it's one of those things. Everyone loves the Kardashians. They have like the biggest name ever, but just seeing what they can also do with their talents or money in doing good with that, I think it just makes me think even higher of them.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So cool.
So what can we expect when you appear on the app?
So pretty
can you
much.
Give us a little teaser?
But without getting in trouble.
Yeah, without getting in trouble.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Pretty much just going to be talking about my journey and just pretty much helping with little tips and tricks and stuff to, you know, losing weight and all that kind of stuff.
Are you a little bit, like, nervous to go back in after not seeing her for a while, or are you just excited to see her again?
Oh, no, I mean, like, Chloe, like, she's so nice, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, like, when I see Chloe, it's going to be just like the first time I saw her, just like the second time. So, like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, it's crazy, man. It's just, like, like, family, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's just, like, family for real from the show. And it's just, man, wonderful support system from Corey and Chloe, so.
That's awesome.
It's nice.
That'd be awesome if you could see some of the other sisters there as well.
Yeah,
that would be
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's what you want.
That's what I want. I'm like, all right, Corey, is like, I gotta know.
Just take a little picture for me and send it to me.
I know.
Yeah.
What you
so,
see.
Like, after all of this is done, what's the future for you? What can we expect?
Definitely just want to, like I said, trying to motivate as many people as I can possible. I do have recipes on my website, so that's DexterHolman.com. And, yeah, so just going to have a lot of different stuff to help everybody out and trying to see themselves for who they can really be. You know what I mean? I never expected to be in this position. So I know a lot of other people in the same boat where they don't even imagine what they're capable of doing. And just like I said, talking to people from Twitter and the Instagram, like I've seen that people just don't think that they have the power within themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's a power that just lies underneath a lot of hard work. And so once you put that hard work in, it's going to come out of you.
That's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to look up some recipes.
Yes, me too. Because I don't cook at all. Like you said, you're like not like a cook. So like watching that, I was like, all right, so he didn't cook a lot. So I have motivation to be like, if he can do it, I can do it type of thing. You always see all these people who are like, whipping up all these things in the kitchen and have had years of experience, but it's cool and inspiring to see someone like you who doesn't necessarily make themselves meals all the time start doing that because it's like, I honestly thought eating less was the key, but it's eating the right things, which is super
more
hard.
Important actually than working out, right?
Yeah.
They were saying that. Yeah, I'm a Southern like cook, so I definitely need some healthy recipes.
I'm from Missouri, so like fried chicken, all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
so,
I missed it.
But it's more worth it because of where you're at now. It's like food is amazing, and you still get to enjoy it sometimes. But
my gym
is
actually across from Popeyes.
Oh,
so I have to smell that smell every single day.
You know what? You guys are evil. That's
it's pure evil.
Yeah.
That's
it's pure
just
evil.
Wrong.
Every time I go past there, I'm just like,
And you smell the chicken. Ugh. You just could smell that spicy and the seasoned fries.
That is rough.
That's just.
That's mean.
That's cruel.
Yeah,
that's
tough.
Red beans and rice.
All that, man.
Evil.
I used to get double red beans and rice, man. Throw the chicken skin in there.
Yep.
Ooh. I'm going to have to try
that. My mouth is watering.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. All right, guys. Come on.
We told y'all, do not hang with us.
Yeah,
don't hang with us.
We are bad influences. But we're just watching this. It inspires me to want to get out there and do more. I was telling you earlier how I feel like I don't necessarily have like a gym buddy or someone who I feel comfortable going out. And like even like those public gyms, it makes me nervous because I'm not in.
So you're more of the private gym.
Yeah, I kind of am, but I just don't have the opportunity yet. But I just got to honestly put my insecurities aside.
We're gonna do something.
I really feel like
we're gonna do something together.
I feel like getting in a group class is really, really beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really beneficial in a lot of different ways because like for me right now, like it's so cool to just like start pulling the people that I used to be, you know what I mean? Like that stopping and like not feeling like going and you know what I mean, to be able to be like, yo, keep going, I know you got it in you. And then for them afterwards to be like, oh, man, you really did help me out. And a lot of people that I go to the gym with don't even know really about the show. Like, I don't really talk about it too much. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those things where people don't really understand even why I do what I do. But it's just like, that is what I feel like is a part of being in a gym bond. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have people pulling you up, and you can pull other people with you. And so the self-esteem just, man, goes from both ways. So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
And then also, on like a last note here, have you gotten to do any more stand-up recently, or do you have plans to do that in the future?
I actually can't do stand-up right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, contractually.
Oh, okay. Got all right, that's Hollywood.
Mm. All right, there we go.
Contractually. I can't do that. It's cool.
But that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We had so much fun watching with you and then doing this. So, again, where can everyone find you on social media, Dexter?
At Dexter Holman. And it's also going to be my website, DexterHolman.com. So, yeah, definitely hit me up.
I'm going to look up those recipes.
Me too.
Yeah, seriously.
I will be there.
I'm going to be in the kitchen. Oof. It's going to be crazy, but...
Oh, yeah, get them recipes.
That's right.
And hey, guys, you could find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV.
Yes, thank you all so much for tuning in, and make sure to tune in next week. I'm Rachel Robillard. You can find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, at @Rach_Robillard.
Yes, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We will be back next week. We love you guys. Thanks for watching, and thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks.
Pleasure was mine.
And congratulations.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.